Off the Ball Rugby.
Conan's going to come in and there's a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number 8 for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll have reaction from last night's victors as Tottenham won the Europa League final with a 1-0 win over Manchester United in Bilbao. We'll get reaction from United boss Ruben Amorim as their season turned from terrible to truly awful, and which Real Madrid star could be on their way to Arsenal. But first to the Basque Country and last night's Europa League final.
You said at the start of the season, the first campaign really about setting principles, getting your message across. The second campaign, you normally win.
I'll correct myself. I don't usually win things. I always win things in my second year.
New coach Ange Postecoglou vowed to bring back the silverware to South Melbourne the following season.
Well, it is safe now, and the Ericsson Cup is going back to the Bob James Stadium after 7 long years.
Maximum high for Postecoglou Celtic, a blistering 8th treble.
If you've achieved something, aren't you supposed to say, yes, I have, and that's what I hope to do again.
So the big night has arrived for Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United, a competition that can save a season and change the next one. A night with double reward, a trophy, and a place in next season's Champions League.
In towards Brennan Johnson, it's in! It's first blood to Tottenham in the Europa League! Johnson, the leading scorer who delivers in Bilbao.
Casemiro's on the move, that's right down the throw to the keeper, and it's hit him, and Hoyland's header, what a clearance from Mickey van der Ven. Spurs managed to survive, but what about that from van der Ven?
I mean, I've no idea what the goalkeeper's doing, but for van der Ven to get back and clear that.
I don't usually win things, I always win things in second year.
The full-time whistle, and Spurs have won the Europa League. It's salvation for Spurs in Bilbao.
Us finishing third wasn't going to change this football club. The only thing that was going to change this football club is us winning something. Well, it's too late to stop, I told you so.
Brennan Johnson's scrappy goal just before halftime gave Ange Postecoglou's side the advantage, and that proved to be decisive as Spurs won their first trophy in 17 years. Speaking to Tottenham's media channel after the game, the Welsh international said the win means everything.
Yeah, I'd agree on that. I have no idea what happened, but the ball went back in the back of the net, so I couldn't care less.
What does it mean to you to see this behind you? Let's just take a look.
Means everything, honestly. Ever since I joined the club, I just thought, this club is way too good to have not won a trophy in so long, and to be part of the team that's won a major competition, it feels unbelievable.
Did you feel ahead of the game? I mean, you guys looked so calm and so present and so ready. Did you feel that we were going to do it tonight?
Yeah, I think we always had that underlining confidence. I mean, it's a final. You never know what's going to happen when it gets Man United. Their history speaks for itself, but to a man, I believed in our team that we'd get the job done. And I'm so proud of every single player, every single staff. And it's for the fans, it's for us. We just need to enjoy it now.
Ange Postecoglou defiantly said 9 months ago he always wins things in his second season.
Talking silverware.
Yeah, absolutely.
Competing right at the top.
Am I going to answer the question or are you going to keep asking it? No, absolutely. And I think I'll correct myself. I don't usually win things. I always win things in my second year. Nothing's changed.
And you're confident you can do that with this side? You're seeing enough?
Well, I just sort of said it now, so I don't say things unless I believe them.
The Australian's the first manager outside Europe or Argentina to win a European trophy. He said it was hard to put into words the emotions that he was feeling.
Yeah, look, it's hard sort of to put into words the emotions. Super proud of the players. To quote my favourite Australian Prime Minister, Paul Keating, he said, after an unlikely victory, he said, this is one for the true believers. And this is certainly one for the true believers, and that means, you know, an unbelievable group of players who never wavered, never lost faith in me and what we were doing. Unbelievable football staff led by brilliant coaches, people who work at the club, from board down, whether that's Lily Whitehouse or at the training ground, and supporters. I know people think I've got this sort of fractious relationship, but every supporter I ever bumped into was just so kind in reassuring me that, you know, they believed in what I was doing. I'd never felt, you know, understand the disappointment we've put them through this year, particularly in the league. But, you know, just seeing them tonight, you know, the impact it has on them, some of them, you know, it's obviously 17 years since our last trophy, 41 in Europe. Some of them have never had a night like this. So, you know, but, you know, it's a reward for them. And, you know, finally to my beautiful wife and my boys and my family, my friends who, you know, they're all my inspiration because I'm kind of the front man. It's easy for me to sort of take on the responsibility, but, you know, they've got no choice but to come along for the ride, and just seeing them out there now on the pitch, smiling faces, couldn't be happier.
And the former Celtic boss says that winning the Europa League was one of the toughest things he's ever done in football.
Yeah, look, I feel if I say that, then it diminishes, not for me, the other achievements, but the people I shared them with. But it's definitely been the toughest thing I've ever done, without a shadow of a doubt. And I knew that going into it. You know better than me that this club's had some unbelievable world-class coaches, world-class players, and they haven't had a night like this. So I knew what I was taking on. And it's fair to say that it's been really challenging because, you know, wherever else I've had success by this stage, I've kind of had the faith and trust of everybody. And here it's been different. And I understand that's not a criticism. It's just, I think, you know, because of the club and the way it's sort of its recent history or its history, I don't think they could always ever go in all in on one person. And for me, that's always how it's worked well when, you know, people kind of back my vision. So, but within that, I think when we got to sort of the end of January, the end of the transfer window, and I kind of assessed our situation, I just made a decision there and then that this was the trophy we were going to go for. And, you know, it probably was at odds with what other people at the club sort of believed at the time we should do. And that's understandable. But I just really believed we could win this. And sort of everything we've done since then, everything we've done at training, everything we've done in terms of the games, the teams I've selected, is about making sure when these games came around, the Europa games, that we're in the best possible condition to tackle them. And that's come at a cost for sure in the league, and I've got to take the responsibility for that. But I just felt like the end game of winning something was more important, and it was the only way I was going to do it.
This is Tottenham's first European trophy since they won the UEFA Cup 41 years ago, when they beat Anderlecht 4-3 on penalties. Tottenham captain Son Heung-min has been at the club since 2015, and this was his first trophy since he arrived from Bayer Leverkusen. He hopes this is just the start of Tottenham's success.
This is a big one to change the whole environment and the whole mentality, and next season is going to be even bigger competition. So we just got to be ready for big challenges, and I think we all will be ready.
Defender Mickey van de Ven completed an amazing acrobatic clearance to keep his side in the lead after a header from Rasmus Højlund in the second half. The Dutch international said he was just doing his part for the team.
Yeah, I saw the ball came in and I think it bounced on Vic's head, and I was like, nah, I have to go to the goal. And the ball came high, and first I was like, how am I going to do this? And then I just cleared it, and to be honest, my back at the ground over there is not soft, I can tell you, but yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched it back yet, but yeah, happy to help the team.
Tottenham's attention will now turn to an open-top bus parade on Friday before they finish their dismal league campaign at home to Brighton on Sunday. Meanwhile, for Manchester United, the misery continues. United have now suffered a pair of Premier League losses, a defeat in the League Cup, and now a loss in the Europa League final to Spurs. This will be just the second time in 35 years United won't have European football next season, and all in front of an expectant travelling support, plus the United hierarchy of Jim Ratcliffe, the Glazers, Omar Berada and Jason Wilcox. But manager Ruben Amorim says he is the right man for the job.
We have to see, We have to see, and I know everything that you did, I said it before you. So we have to see. In this moment, is really, I'm not going to be here defending myself. It's not my style. I cannot do it. It's really hard for me. So I have nothing to show to the fans and say, I'm going to improve because of this. I had these problems. I will not do nothing. So in this moment, is a little bit of faith. So let's see. And like I said in before, coming here in the flash, I'm always open. If the board and the fans feel that I'm not the right guy, I will go in the next day without any conversation about compensation. But I will not quit again. I'm really confident on my job. And as you can see, I will not change nothing in the way I do things.
Attention now turns to the summer for United and whether they can move players on like Jadon Sancho, Marcus Rashford and Antony and get in players like Mateus Cunha and Liam Delap. Amarima says without Champions League football, they will have more time to focus on domestic competitions.
We have two plans even in the, for the market, and we need to understand that it's tough for a club like ours not to be in the Champions League, but we have to use the other side. So if we have more time, we have more time to think, to work on during the week and to be better in Premier League. That will be our focus.
United captain Bruno Fernandes has been heavily linked with a move away from Old Trafford. Al Hilal in Saudi Arabia over the past couple of weeks have been linked with the Portuguese international. He says he wants to bring the club back to where they deserve to be.
I need to be the first one to look at myself and understand what I can do more to help the club to become the club we were in the past. I want, as everyone in that dressing room wants, to bring the club back where they deserve.
England international Luke Shaw played on the left of a back three last night despite missing large parts of this season due to injury. He went close with a header in the dying stages last night. The 29-year-old said he could only apologise to the fans for what has been a very poor season for the club.
I think the worst it possibly can. It's so damaging. I think not obviously just tonight, but also we know how big it was for the future. The things with coming, with winning Europa League, Champions League for next season, a lot. But it hurts a lot. It's, to be honest, this season it's not been good enough. I've just said it in there, but I'll say it here again. I think us as players, we have to question, are we good enough for Man United? Because this season's not acceptable. I think where we are in the league, the results we've had, it's not acceptable for a club like Manchester United, that has won multiple trophies, has always been one of the biggest teams in the world. And, at the moment, we're so far away from that. And I think us as players, we have to take responsibility for that because we're the ones that are on the pitch that need to deliver. And not just tonight, but I think it's been a whole season that it's been nowhere near good enough. And it sounds a bit, silly, but of course I can only say sorry to the fans. I think they deserve everything. I think to go through the season, to stay with us, to always be supporting us through a really tough and bad season, but they're always there. So I can only apologise to them for the season and just say thank you so much for the support. We do really appreciate it.
Alejandro Garnacho also spoke to the Spanish-speaking press last night post-match. The Argentine was linked with a move to Napoli in the winter transfer window, and he said he was disappointed and confused he didn't start last night's game despite playing nearly all of the previous rounds. Next up for United is their final home game in the league this season. It's against Aston Villa on Sunday, and you'll be able to hear live and exclusive commentary of that game this Sunday on Off the Ball.
This week on Diverted.
I mean, I woke up at like 11:30. I cracked a cold one with the boys. We had some buffalo chicken dip this afternoon.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in Gainesville, baby.
Yeah.
We are in the United States. We're talking college football, Hialeah in Miami, and we're talking pillow fighting.
It's still combat sports. The transition from bare knuckle to pillow fight is good because I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so you got to go from hard to soft.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
New Ireland senior call-up Jonjo Patrick-Finn started last night's League One relegation playoff first leg for Rants in their 1-1 draw with Metz. Attention will now turn to this weekend's French Cup final, with Rants looking to win it for the first time since 1958. But in their way, the French champions and Champions League finalists PSG. Troy Parrott's in a race against time to be fit for AZ Alkmaar's European playoff with Heerenveen tonight. The Dubliner was named in Heimir Hallgrimsson's squad for the upcoming summer friendlies, but he hasn't played since they lost the Dutch Cup final to Go Ahead Eagles in April. Barcelona boss Hansi Flick has signed the new 2-year contract extension with the club. The new terms, which will extend his stay until the summer of 2027, are a reward for a highly successful first season at Barcelona, where he won all of Spain's domestic trophies. He lifted the Supercopa de España in January, the Copa del Rey in April, and then won Barca's 28th La Liga title earlier this month. The 2024 campaign also saw Flick's side record 4 victories over arch rivals Real Madrid. They scored 16 goals across those 4 games. Speaking of Real Madrid, Brazil winger Rodrigo has been linked with a move to Arsenal this summer, according to Sky Germany. The 24-year-old could be surplus to requirements, with Marca reporting this week. Madrid are targeting Athletic Bilbao winger Nico Williams, who lit up the European Championships last summer. Rodrigo's had to compete for game time this year alongside Kylian Mbappe, Vinicius Jr., Arda Güler, Endrick and Brahim Diaz. And footballer J. Emmanuel Thomas has pleaded guilty to a cannabis importation charge over an attempt to smuggle €700,000 of the drug through England's Stansted Airport from Thailand. The 34-year-old striker was sacked by Scottish Championship side Greenock Morton after his arrest last year. The former Arsenal Academy product changed his plea to guilty at a hearing on the 7th of May, and this can now be reported after reporting restrictions were lifted on Wednesday. That's about all we have time for on Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back tomorrow to look ahead to the League of Ireland action.